Pentagon launches Grok and ChatGPT for military use. The Department of War announced the launch of two new artificial intelligence platforms for military use on August 31st, expanding the department's platform of AI assistance for military personnel. Starshield AI's Grok for government and OpenAI's ChatGPT MIL were both added to the War Department's GenAI MIL generative AI platform on Monday. The August 31st launch came months after the Pentagon announced a partnership with OpenAI to deploy AI models on the Pentagon's classified networks and a partnership with Elon Musk's xAI service to assist personnel with controlled unclassified information. Announcing the launch of Starshield AI's Grok for government, the War Department said the AI tool would enable the military to execute missions faster and with more precision in multiple operational contexts. Examples of such contexts include supply chain management for logisticians and market research analysis for acquisition professionals. The Pentagon said Starshield AI's Grok for government would provide military personnel with immediate productivity gains, stronger knowledge continuity, and more secure and efficient collaboration. Capabilities department personnel will have access to include adaptive reasoning modes, customizable workspaces, deep thinking inference, persistent projects, and reusable playbooks. Starshield AI's Grok for government was accredited for controlled unclassified information at Impact Level 5, a designation given to unclassified information that still requires security safeguards. It was also engineered for secure, consistent enterprise use, according to the War Department. With the addition of Starshield AI's Grok for government to the department's GenAI.mil platform, the Pentagon said military members would have access to another top-tier generative AI tool. The Pentagon also said the addition of another AI tool would promote a vibrant AI ecosystem for the United States and would eliminate its dependence on a single AI provider. The War Department also announced Monday that it had launched OpenAI's ChatGPT MIL as part of its GenAI.mil platform. Like Starshield AI's Grok for government, OpenAI's ChatGPT was accredited for controlled unclassified information at Impact Level 5. ChatGPT MIL brings a familiar commercial experience into the department's secure environment, tailored to warfighter needs, the Pentagon said. The core experience centers on chat, files, projects, and custom GPTs, with additional features sequenced over time. The department said ChatGPT MIL will support document-heavy unclassified work, including planning, logistics, administration, and policy. Built to support more than 3 million personnel, the AI platform will increase the speed of routine tasks and allow personnel to concentrate on more critical projects across the joint force, the Pentagon said. Integrating ChatGPT MIL into GenAI MIL alongside existing frontier AI capabilities establishes a robust, multimodal ecosystem for the warfighter, it added. The Epoch Times reached out to Starshield AI and OpenAI for comment but did not receive a response before publication time. The War Department confirmed Monday that more than 1.7 million of its more than 3 million personnel have been onboarded for the department's generative AI platform since GenAI MIL was launched 9 months ago. The launch of the two AI tools for use by War Department personnel comes after the Defense Counterintelligence and Security Agency warned in June that unauthorized shadow AI tools could cause data leaks and lead to other security risks. Shadow AI encompasses two distinct threat vectors: the intentional use of external commercial or private, and the activation of embedded AI features within existing government and sensitive networks that have not yet been fully evaluated for security risks, the agency wrote in an assessment. When bypassing traditional security controls, both vectors create a massive, unmonitored attack surface where new risks outpace current technical safeguards and governance.